Okay, so we are learning Parshas Achrei Mois and Kedoshim. And Nachrei, the Mori Nayim, tells us what's the meaning of Achrei Mois Shnei Bnei Aaron. So it's Yadua that ultimately Chazal tell us that the two Bnei Aaron, Nadav Aviyu, Chazal say that they were nitzmedu, they ultimately were merged into one neshama, into the neshama of Pinchas. Pinchas zu Elio. And we see that there's a kesher, there's a two-dimensional aspect to the personality of Elio. Because you see that the Yal Elio Basar L'Shamayim. And before he left, he told Elisha that he would give him Pishnayim Beruchacha. Elisha asked for Pishnayim. This is a very unprecedented, strange request, which was actually fulfilled, that Elisha was twice Elio. Elio performed 8 Nisim, and Elisha performed 16. But this tomorrow night doesn't go into it. This is a parenthetical. You see, Elio is multi-dimensional. He's like a pishnayim ruchacha. Elio is again a conglomerate of the two neshamas of Nadav Aviyu, because Nadav Aviyu go into Pinchas, and Pinchas is Elio. And that itself shows you something about Elio, that he's in all of Tanakh, the strangest person. We don't even know when it happened that Elio transformed. I mean, Pinchas transformed Elio. So this is a subject that is discussed many times by the Mori Nayim, and he says it earlier in Paras Vayetze, Big Yisod, that there was a bechina of Elio and Navi in the world long before Elio was born, like we find in Paras Vayetze, that Rashi says, the famous Rashi, that Kishnizbaser Lali Yankiv, when there was Nizbaser to Yankiv that Hashem be with him, so Helos Raglov, his feet sort of were lifted up and he sort of flew to Choron and Paras Vayetze. So he speaks over there also that there was a bechina of Eliyahu Navi and Yankiv Avinu. There was always Eliyahu HaNavi in the world, always. There was always such a Matthias. And that's the better part of man. In other words, Rashi says over there, Kimat l'chor and Yoav Dait l'mehadam yakos l'ederech. Then when there's this Basulai, Vashem be with him. So here's the famous Lashon of Rashi. Yeah. Shizbasa Basura Toiva, Vuftach Bashmira, Nasa Liboy as Raglov, the Nasa Kal Laleches. So we know that whenever a person has a Basura Toiva, whenever a person has good news, so that is the Bechin of Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is what gives us good news. Now good news doesn't necessarily mean even good news. If you have a great business idea, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. If you eureka idea, and your blue sky thinking, that is Eliyahu HaNavi. Whenever you decide to move from Providence to Muncie, where did that idea come from? What took you 13 years? You were not Zoichet Eliyahu HaNavi. Anytime a new thought comes in your mind, that's Eliyahu. Like you see, I'm benching. Rav Mishnah Nazi Eliyahu HaNavi is a real Davi Yavasna B'Sarius Taiv is Yeshua's Nachamais. Doesn't say Eliyahu, it should say Yavasna B'Yas HaMashiach. There's Eliyahu HaNavi is not just for Mashiach. Eliyahu HaNavi is any Basura Taiva. Anytime someone gives you good news, that's Eliyahu HaNavi. Anytime an idea comes into your head, you never thought of before, where did it come from? Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi is Gilui. That's what it's called, Gil Eliyahu. Anytime there's a new revelation of something you didn't know before, that's Eliyahu. It could be that someone tells you something. It could be you tell it to yourself. That's Eliyahu HaNavi. It's very important, the Kuda. So here he says that Mishnah Zbasa Basura Taiva. And he was Huftach Bishmira, Nasa Libas Raglov. The Nakudiv El Yonavi is El Yonavi is the best part of us, which encourages us and inspires us. So here he seems to be saying that Kol Adam Yeshua Bechinazu, but it's Bahastara. And that is the goof of the Pshat that Nadav and Aviyu became Pinchas and they became Elio. Because again, Nadav is two people. And it shows us that Elio Navi is more than one person. He's everybody. Who's Elio? He's everybody. Where is he? All over the place. There was a person in history who was Elio Navi, historically, but that's not the only Elio Navi. It's like the Vort, the Noam HaMelech says it. Noam HaMelech says clearly, some services said in the Tshuva, how can Elio Navi be everywhere at once, on Pesach night? How can Elio Navi be everywhere at Bris? So again, he said the same thing, that Elio Navi at the Bris it means that at the Bris, every one of us has a new asaga that we didn't have before. There's Eliyahu HaNavi, since he cared about Klal Yisrael more than himself, and we see that Eliyahu HaNavi made this tremendous Kiddush Hashem on Har HaKarmel, and got everyone to scream out, Hashem Elokim. So Eliyahu HaNavi became a Klal Yisdik person. Eliyahu HaNavi became the person who represents the man who lives his life for the Rabbim, not for his own personal. He had no personality, he had no personal personality. He was a total klal person. He was a total isha tzibur. He was a totally a conglomerate of other people, and therefore Eliyahu HaNavi now comes to every bris. It means that at the bris, the kudah of Eliyahu in ourselves is nizgala. That's what it means. And he explains many things with this. He says that's pshat the Gemara in Brachas. Everyone knows the Gemara Daf Gimel. Rabbi Yosi Pamachas Hayisim Ahalav Bederech. And the Chnasa, the Chur Ba'achas, the Chur B'Zushalayim, the Spalo. Rabbi Yossi said, I was once going on the road, and I went into one of the ruins of Yushalayim to Davin, and Eliyahu HaNavi, Zechur LaTov, came to Shomerli Ala Pesach. He waited for me outside until I finished. And then I said to him, Shalom Lecha Rebbe. He said to me, Shalom Lecha Rebbe. I said to him, Shalom Lecha Rabbi Amayri. No Gemara over there. So he says, the Marinayim says that there too. It means Rabbi Yaisi went to Davin in the Churva. Davin's Lashon Dveikus. He went to be Dovek in that which was Chorv in Yushalayim. And Yushalayim is Yireh Shalem. It means to say that Rabbi Yaisi one time decided the time has come that I should make an effort to try to recover what was lost at the Churv Yushalayim. Yushalayim is Yireh Shalem. I want to do something. Yireh means to be Davik Bashem. I want to do something to be Davik Bashem, and that will put together the fragments that the Shavira, the destruction of Yushalayim brought about. And therefore, since he was making an effort to go to a higher Madrega, to be Dovik Bashem, a person who wants to be Dovik Bashem, there's a Midah connected to Midah, that Hashem will reveal in this person his own Gil Elio. The best in the person will come out, and the person will be Zaycheh to Gil Elio. That's the pshat.
So the Indian of Eliyahu HaNavi was here always?
Always.
Eliyahu was just Zaycheh, was renamed.
Exactly. Exactly. Eliyahu HaNavi merely in his lifetime was his galmut. He was the concentration, and he was the personification of that bechina that he brings out to the people to scream out, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim. Eliyahu HaNavi was a kanoi for the Rebbein Shlom. He wanted a gilui hashchina. So Eliyahu HaNavi means the bechina in us. Whenever something, there's tremendous things inside of us, unrealized potential. So when we actualize our potential for Kedusha and Yerushalayim, and we bring it out in ourselves, that's called Gil Elio. And the man who was Zocha, that should be named after, was the man who dedicated his life to Gilui. And we'll see that that's actually what Nadav Avihu wanted to do also. But for that, we'll have to wait for the Kedusha's Levi, part 2. So first we always start with the Heilige Rebbe, the Morinai. So that's, again, you know, if we would compare word for word, the Morinai with the Kedushas Levi, be very similar. Just the Kedushas Levi is definitely much more down to earth. It's easier to understand, as we shall see. Every word in Kedushas Levi is for us low human beings. Morinai is speaking from heaven. It's like when I read the two Sforim side by side. It's like the Morinai is talking to us from Shemayim. Kedushas Levi is talking down to earth. That's similar Yesaidas, different Sprach, a different vantage point. So he says that the chait of Nadav Avihu was that they flew to Shemayim and they were Dovek B'dvekas Nifla and the Neshamas were Dvukim B'or Ha'elyayim with all the Saidas and they went up so high and never came down. Bye. They flew up and they never came down. So they were like impatient for the Gilui. The right way is stay down here, stay on Mariner Way, don't go flying, stay a Marine, don't be a Voyager, stay a Marine, don't voyage to Shemayim, wait for the Rabbanei Shlom to come down to you. I mean, Megala, with the point really being that it's all inside you. It's all there. Don't be in such a rush. Everything you have to know, everything you need to know is right here. It's inside you already. You have a neshama inside you. Why fly to heaven? There's heaven inside of you. Bring out the heaven inside of you. You don't have to go to Shemayim. It's right here. And the truth is, if you're Megala, the Oranayim keeps on saying that if a person's Megala, the Shemayim in himself, it gives Hashem more nachas ruach than going to Shemayim itself. Because Malachim and Shemayim, as a constant refrain in the Morinayim, that Hashem has much more pleasure from our tefillah and our praise and our avoida than does Malachim. Because in Shemayim, the Malachim and Shemayim already, what's the big kunz? If we who are on earth can feel the Shemayim inside of us, ooh, that's a big thing. Because our Shemayim is hidden. So if Megala, the Shemayim inside of us, so some people, you walk in their mechitzi, you just know that they're not on earth, they're in Shemayim. But it's not just their Shemayim up there. They're in touch with their inner Shemayim, inner space. Another Aviyah went to outer space. They don't have to become a space cadet to be great. Don't become a space cadet. You have to have a simulator. Stay in the simulator down here. That's bigger. To feel the space inside you, that's higher madregas. Serious. So, they went out of this world. They went Dovik, but we say no. Atem Advekim Hashem Alekechem Chayim Kulchem Ayayim. The avoid for us is be Dovik by Hashem Alekechem inside of us. Just be a nice, normal person. Chaznish, you talk to him as a nice, normal person. Chaznish wasn't rolling his eyeballs and flying around. Chaznish was so down to earth. And Briskerov was so down to earth. You don't think the Briskerov was in Shemayim? Briskerov was Dovik in the Shemayim. But the Shemayim, Kimei Shemayim Alaretz, Shemayim is down here on earth. To Megal, the Shemayim on earth is bigger than to fly up to Shemayim. Nadav Aviyah's mistake was Bekarvasam Lefnei Hashem Vayamusu. They wanted to get too close to Rabbanei Shalom up there. And that's missing the whole point. The whole Avoida is to get close to Rabbanei Shalom in here, not to Rabbanei Shalom up there. They went to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Karvasam Hashem Hashem Vayamusu. So Elio goes, at the end of his life, goes Besar L'Shamayim. But during his lifetime, as a regular person wearing a bearskin, he wore a leather belt, and he wore animal skins on his body, and he was down to earth. He was down to earth. So again, he says, "Grace is Zachen," but he says in the end of the parsha here, he says, "That's a shot." In Tilim, Memhei, Kol Kfuda Bas Melech Penima. The Kavod Hashem is when the Bas Melech, which is the Neshama, stays inside. None of you, they want the Neshama to fly to Shemayim. No. Kol Kfuda, the Kavod of Hashem, Kolikra Kavodu, Shebas Melech Penima. Shemekashma Bas Melech Hashchina Kavyocha Penima, Beseser Elyon, Mesalon Kol Medregas Ima. And that's Pshat Alav Bina Gemol Dalam. In other words, Aluf Bina, the Goran Shabbos, the Aluf Bina, the learning of Bina is Gomel Dalim, to do chesed with the Dalim, with the low madregas, to fly out of this world and be a holy roller, Nishkin Tachlis. The Tachlis is Gomel Dalim, to stay on your madrega of Dal, and to imala other people, and to be accessible, and to be affable, and to be friendly. That's the greatest madrega. To be a holy roller, and to be aloof, and out of this world, and say, don't you touch me, I'm so holy, don't get close to me, this is Nishkin Tachlis. Aluf Bina is Gemel Dalam. Kol Kvudas Melech Pnima. Stay down here in this world. But, the highest madrega is to bring the Shechina down here to earth. The highest madrega is not to fly up to the Shechina in Shemayim. The highest madrega is to bring the Shechina down to earth and bring the Shechina out of ourselves. And that is the tie-in between Parshas Achimais and Parshas Kedoshim, because the Medrash says, which is Kedoshim Tiyu Yachol Kemoini Tam Lema Ani Hashem Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushaschem. So the shaila is, what's the Avamina? Kedoshim Tiyu Yachol Kemoini. Maybe she is holy as Hashem. Kamash Malan, no. Kedushasi Lamala Mikdushaschem. It's a pshat. How can we have the same Kedushas as Rabbi Shlomo? So the essential part, it's a beautiful avichas here, but he says mamish the same exact vort as the Kedush Levi. The pshat is, he says a lot of things, again, very holy stuff, very heichazachim, but the main nekud that he has here is, he says the vort, Kedoshim ti yach kemoini, maybe like me, Talmud Loimar ki kodesh ani ki kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem, which means you have to punctuate the statement differently. Kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem. My kedusha above comes from your kedusha down here. In other words, the shaila was mama is the same thing. Kedushin to you. Maybe we have kedusha. Be like the Rabban Shlom. What's the Rabban Shlom? He's out of this world. So maybe the way to be really holy is Gedalia. Away, number of Route 59. We're putting you on top of a mountain, and you're going to be out of this world. You'll visit your wife once a year, visit the kids once every 2 years. You'll be up on some mountain meditating all day, wearing saffron robes, and you'll fast Mondays and Thursdays, the Chol HaPachas, and be a holy roller out of this world. Okay? So that's the Shaila, Yachol Kemoini. Nein. Talmud Leimar ki kodesh ani, which means Hashem is saying ki kodesh ani, my kedusha comes from you. Kedushasi lemala mikedushaschem, not my kedusha is higher than yours. Kedushasi lemala, my kedusha above comes from your kedusha. The fakert, the only way we add kedusha to the Rabbi Shalom is by taking this lowly world, this world, and making a good bracha, and taking a glass of seltzer, and making a geshmake bracha, and using a water, such a simple, lowly, mundane substance, and making a geshmake bracha on it, and on Shabbos taking some cholent, what to be more magushan than cholent, the potatoes, and the beans, and the beef, and the gravy, and a piece of pcha, take a piece of pcha, and you make a bracha on it. You're taking that grubba pacha from the gelatin, from the animal's bones, from a grubba cow, and you're making a shahakol niyeh b'dvor on the pacha. This is, you're elevating the pacha, and you're elevating the Rabban Shlom. Because the Rabban Shlom invested himself, his kedusha, in this world. And, you know, before there was a world, there was only God. So Hashem, was he crazy? Pardon the expression. He made a world which has chamoyrim, which has chamoyrim, which has elephants, which has fat, which has gravy, and pacha. Pacha, so grub is pacha. So how can Hashem fill in the space of this world and push himself out, so to speak, and put pacha and beans and cholent instead? There it is, because Hashem says, I'm smart. Hashem's a wise investor. You think Warren Buffett's smart? You think Hathaway, Berkeley, was it? Berkshire Hathaway is a good investment. Hope you have a couple of good shares of that. But I have a shares in a better investment. I invest in God. Hashem says, Hashem's very smart. He says, the biggest investment is, I'm going to invest my ruchnias into gashmias. So I give human beings a chance to make the gashmias back into ruchnias. If they can do that, the ruchnias will go to a higher madrega. So higher madrega. Hashem is a very smart investor. I'm going to take my low-grade, unenriched plutonium ruchnias, I'll put it into a grub of cholent, and then the chief rabbi of Guyana will come along and make a brach on it. Michal makes a brach on it, and he takes it, and he throws it, he mal it. So a higher madrega, like it never was before, it's enriched. It's enriched cholent, enriched pecha. Before Hashem did it, it was not enriched. Seriously. So that's the pshat. Kedoshim to you, maybe like me, Hashem is out of this world. Maybe we have to be out of this world. No. Ki kadesh ani, because I am kadesh ani, I am a kadesh from you. Says Rashi, kedushasi lamala kedushasi. That's not how you read it. Kedushasi lamala. My kedusha above comes from kedushasi. It comes from you. And nothing gives Hashem more hana and more tainug than we make this transformation. But here he says a kavaltik of art in the middle here. Again, the more and I, you see, I when I say Kiddush Levi, I can feel that I'm a mashu, giving it over to you. More and I is so halig that I push this feel inadequate. I get a headache. I'm almost getting a headache as I say it over. It's just so much that it's such an effort to say it over because I'm not Roy Lekach. Who am I to put these words in my mouth? But I'll just say these words. Yeah, I don't think I'll ever see the same place. This is an awesome new site. He says you should know that there's a concept. We've heard the words before, but now I have a new meaning to it. There's meaning of the Markiv Gevulais HaKedusha. There's meaning of expanding the boundaries of Kedusha. It's Shayach. In other words, there's room to raise the bar on Kedusha. There's room to mamish, add quantitatively and qualitatively. We can increase quantitatively and qualitatively and expand literally. This is mamish devort. That Hubble, so our, my favorite instrument in the world, everyone, my favorite instrument. If that Hubble ever decommissioned, maybe I'll buy me the old Hubble. I gotta get the Hubble. The Hubble spacecraft, which has told us that the world is expanding. I don't think they knew it before Hubble. Maybe they knew it a little before. But it's a recent idea that the universe is expanding. According to the Mishigoyim, it's because of the Big Bang. Some Big Bangs made 100 billion galaxies with each one 100 billion stars. One little bang from a pea came out all this stuff. They just found a star that's 2 billion times brighter than our sun. All came from the Big Bang. Awesome Big Bang. But of course, you put all the stars together, it's beyond comprehension. All this energy. How does energy come from? With those nuclear fulcrums, our little sun. Our sun's very tiny compared to other stars. The star's 2 billion times brighter, hotter than the sun. The sun's 10 million degrees Fahrenheit. Shigal Hayes. 10 million degrees Fahrenheit. 10 million degrees. This is 2 billion times hotter. There's no nuclear reactor that comes close to the sun. So where did all this energy come from? All this chayra. With all this nuclear power that burns in the sun from Big Bang. Zolzayin is Big Bang. But one thing is the world is expanding. Says the Moranayim, the expansion of the physical solar, not the, of the cosmos, that's 100 billion galaxies, each one with 100 billion stars, minimum, flying, is a simon that the Gevulas HaKedusha is spreading out. You know why the world is flying? Because you made a bracha today, you flew. You flew during Shemoneh Esrei, and you flew during your brachas, and you flew, you put in your tefillin. He took a cow's skin, a grub, a cow, he made a halak and tefillin from it. That Mamash Hashem says, wow, my stock is going up. My investment was good. It was Kedai the whole world. for Yechezkel Asher Alevi Coleman, this Jew took a piece of grub, a cowhide, and got himself a pair of tefillin and put it on today with a bracha, with Helik and Kavanas, and the world is flying. But you're not the only one who did it. Sorry, you don't have a monopoly. I did it too. You did it. 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 We all did it. And as we talk, Mr. Grohl over here, Hassan and Anna, Vemela Grohl, taking a piece of plastic, which comes from some black, gooey liquid, $74 a barrel, pretty expensive gooey liquid, and a piece of push of the plastic. He's taking that plastic, a big pen, nothing is cheaper than plastic than a big pen, and he's making that big pen into Divrei Torah. Hashem says, good move. You know what, Vemela? You're taking that black, big pen, that white pen that comes from the pool of petroleum deep in the bowels of the earth from some Arab who sent it to America for $74 a barrel, and somebody made a petroleum byproduct called plastic and made a big pen out of it, and you're using a Divrei Torah. Wow, you're expanding Gevul Sektusha. You're taking such a prostazach, a piece of plastic, and I'm making a Divrei Torah out of it. She says that's the pshat b'Yankiv. That Yisa Yankov is Raglov. Shegbia bechinas hadoim Raglov, bechinas hatachtainim lamala. Here pshat. I'm just going to head into this. That Yisa Yankov is Raglov. Yaakov lifted up the Raglayim. The Raglayim represent the low things on earth, and haoretz hadoim Raglov, hashemayim kisi, vaoretz hadom Ragloi. So Shemayim represents the highest of high. The oretz is hadoim Raglai, the lowest of low. Vayisa Yankif is Raglov. But Yankif, that's us, Yisrael, we can lift up the Raglayim. We can be March of the Gvul Zagdusha by using the Raglayim, the lowly legs, and using the legs for big stuff. We mamash raise the Kisei. The Kisei HaKop Hashem is resting on the four legs of us. And if we elevate ourselves, the whole Kisei goes up, and you raise up the Gvul Zagdusha. That's from a Yisi Yankiv Sraglov. That's called Binyan. Shemavar and the Tzitzis HaKadoshim and HaKlipis. If you can take out the holy sparks and the lowly Klipis, is a merit gazach. Valyidei Zeboinen Umarchivin Gevul HaKadusha V'Shir Koyma Shal Yoytze Bereshis. And therefore Tamid HaChama called Bonayach. I'll take you Bonayach Ala Bonayach. They're building the world. We are building the world. You built the world today. There's lots of worlds out there for you. Shai Lamas. 100 billion galaxies, 100 billion stars. Is there room there for 310 worlds for you? No joke, of course. But you're a boner. Every one of us today did mitzvahs. We took plastic cups and made a brach on a piece of a little seltzer. We took plastic and made a Sony tape recorder out of the plastic. We are being marchiv the gvulos hakedusha. We are builders. We are real estate developers. So you know my latest new career is a real estate developer. I used to be a travel agent. We're an interior decorator. We're a life insurance agent. You know that. But now I have a new career. It's called real estate developing. I'm developing real estate. I'm taking Gashmias. I'm making a real estate. I'm a builder. I became a builder. I'm a banayim. I put it simple. So as for now what I am, I'm a builder. That's mamish legitimate. And that's another one of my career. But that's all from the Chavis Levavis. This is from a pasuk. Al tikri banayich al banayich. Rav Shalom Banayach, I'll take you Banayach Le Banayach, to Milchama Kol Bainim, because we build new worlds all the time. This is what Jan Gavin did. Azoi Shteit in the Heilig Gemara Naim. That's Dag Dama. So now we turn to the Heilig Kedushas Levi, and we see what the Heilig Kedushas Levi has in store for us. Holy stuff. I'm getting ahead. Mama Shavani. Zogt after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they got too close to Hashem and they died. It's Maflekes in the Gemara. You know, there's like 14 different shitas. One man number says, Hayu halach v'fnei rabba. The Gemara halach in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu. Another pshat is, Yeshua says, there was Shesuya Yayin. So the problem is, Shaitan Pasuk but carve so much to Hashem. The Pasuk says they got too close. They got close to Hashem. So who state? who says Shtuya Yayin, who says he didn't marry women. There's 14 different pshatim in the Gemara. There's a million different pshatim. There are Ketara Zara, this, that, everything else. But who staked this in Pasuk? He says, I'll go one by one. He gives us two examples. He doesn't complete the shtick of the Kedushas Levi. He says, I'll explain it to you. He says, you should know that Amor Allah and Rabbah is Chayv Misa, even if he says Demis. Like the story of Shmuel HaNavi in the Moran Brachas of Lamed, that he told Eli that Shkitek Sheir Bazar. And because Eli was shouting, and Eli said, you're Chayv Misa, because you're Amor Allah and Rabbah. He's that mean that even if you say the right thing, he's still Amor Allah and Rabbah. You know why? Because Hashem is bara bara mechitzas mechitzas. V'kol malash and nichlus lefnimim mechitzas in nisrof. Sheishtalsus oylamas me'oylam asrofim ukisi ha'kavad le'oylam achayas. Me'oylam achayas le'oylam ha'ifanim. Derech tzimtzum. E malach echad oylam le'malam mitzimtzum sheloyin is batlam mitzias. Says the Kedushas Levi, Taisus Nuchum, Naf Sadik Beis. Taisus Nuchum. The Torah. Ten Madregas says, Srafim, Ifanim, Chayas HaKodesh. Rama's Masha, the Chayas HaKodesh is the highest, I believe. From the positive, from the Srafim, the Masha Srafim is higher. But okay, Srafim Imala. It's another shmooze for another time. What's higher, Srafim or Chayas HaKodesh? There's Ifanim, there's Kruvim, there's Ishim, there's Malachim. There's all kinds of names. One thing's for sure, says the Kedushas Levi, Taisa says, that every Yamal is a different Madrega, and every Madrega above is Beli Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is narrowing and constricting and limiting. So the Rebbe Yishlom originally is Ein Sof. The Rebbe Yishlom has no end. The Rebbe Yishlom has no limits. He's no limits. When he created, let's say the highest, if you say the highest, the Kodesh is the highest, so the Rebbe Yishlom is Metzamtzum a little bit from his unlimited, endless, eternal, infinite self, and the Rebbeinu Shalom made a tzimtzum called Chayas HaKodesh. Underneath the Chayas HaKodesh is Lamazogin Sraf and Leifana. So if a Saraf should dare raise himself to the Olam of the Chayas HaKodesh, he will be immediately incinerated. He can't handle it. Too much. Just like this world is exactly 93 million miles away, plus change, from the sun. If you get too close to the sun, you'll be destroyed. We can't handle the power of the sun. And even on the earth, we can only handle the light that gets to this earth. If we be on, I think Saturn is closer, it's too much. We burnt. We cannot go beyond the Olam. There's a symptom even in the solar system. So, everybody has a mechitza. And you should know, B'klai Yisrael, the same thing. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam Metzamtzem is Shechina in Moshe Rabbeinu. The first limitation of Hashem's wisdom was into a Moshe. Then there's a world on the Moshe called Aharon. There's a world on the Aharon that's called Nadav Aviyu. And there's a world on Nadav Aviyu and his sons called Zekena. There's a world on them called Neviyah. There's a world on them called Shaiftim. There's a world on them called Anshik Nesak Daila. And you have to stay within your world. If you go above your world, you'll be destroyed. Which is really the same concept that the Moranayim said. That the avodah is not to go above your world. That's exactly why you get destroyed. Because that's not your purpose. Your purpose is not to go higher than you are. You shouldn't say, oh, I'm just staying where I am. Every world is a different, every human being is a different world. Every one of us is a different place. If any one of us tries to go a different place, we don't belong, we'll get destroyed. Like the famous story of the Beis HaLevi, that he saw a fellow who was on Yom Kippur night, a gvir, was staying up late at night in the base manager saying, Tillim, learning. He said, go home, go to sleep. What do you mean? Yom Kippur want to be? I don't do this all the time, but Yom Kippur, you go to sleep. You're a balabas. You need your kaychas and daven for good parnasa tomorrow. There's an army over here. The army has the Marines, and the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard, the whales, the seals, all the other people, the Green Berets, and all the different kinds of units that you have in the armed forces of the United States of America. And granted, the commander-in-chief is the president. If the president of the United States of America is to take off his, you'll never see in history, I don't think in the history of the United States of America, maybe George Washington. If you answer George Washington, you'll never see a sink commander-in-chief of the United States of America in uniform. It was never, there were generals who became Grant and Jackson and William Harrison. There were quite a few generals who became presidents. Once again, president, they didn't wear their uniforms anymore, ever. Because the commander-in-chief doesn't wear the uniform. He's dafka the president. If he starts wearing the uniform, it's nish b'seder. He's leaving the Oval Office. He's not supposed to, because he's supposed to be representing all the different, what kind of uniforms he can wear already. He can't wear a Navy uniform, then he's not with the Army. He can't wear an Army uniform, then he's not with the Marines. He can't wear Marines, not with the Air Force. He can't wear the Air Force, not with the Coast Guard. He can't wear the Coast Guard, not with the Waves and the Seals and the whatever they call them, all these different kinds of pepper. The Green Beret, if he was a Red Beret, he's not a Green Beret. If he's a Green Beret, he's not a Red Beret. It's good. So the commander-in-chief wears nothing. He just wears a regular suit. Because he's everything. He's everything. But he has to stay in the White House. He's not supposed to be out there in Iraq fighting. Why isn't he out there in Iraq fighting? Because that's not his job. In the Army, his job is to have his mechitza. He has to stay in the Oval Office. He can't get out of it. So to Moshe Rabbeinu with his mechitza, Aaron's his mechitza, another baby is their mechitza. The chait, and it's like that in every door in Klal Yisrael. Every door. The Rosh and the Tzav, the Shechin and the God Lador, and then to the Talmidim and the God Lador, and then to the Talmidim and the God Lador, and then the Gans Klal Yisrael. A Moira Halach of Rabbi. Someone who's Moira Halach of Rabbi is climbing into a mechitza above his own mechitza, and even he says the Halach correctly. And the Evans says, even if he has Mechilifin's Rebbe, it's not good. He's going someplace he doesn't belong. He doesn't belong there. He's supposed to stay in his own mechitza. Talmud's a Talmud, a Rebbe's a Rebbe, and never the twain shall meet. They have to stay in their own place. So he's the square Rebbe, if you sit in his throne, don't. Because that's not your mechitza. Stay within your mechitza, don't sit on the throne. So that's the pshat that's the pshat. He says, that's maybe that's the pshat. The kasha was that there's Acher Meish Neve the Arm of the Karvus of Lefnei Hashem v'yamusu. The Pazik says the reason they died was they got too close to the Baruch Shem. So how does the Gemara say that the Mar Alach Rabbi? Because Mar Alach Rabbi is getting too close to the Baruch Shem. Because the Rebbe's in one Mechitza, on one Madrega, and the Talmud's in a lower Madrega. And the Talmud arrogates to himself a position higher than he belongs. He is mamish going into a new world, which is too hot, and too heavy, and too bright for him. He will be destroyed. That's the fourth. That's Shabbat Kormaz Hashem Yusuf. The Meili says, and he doesn't completely, it says it's a little, something's missing here. He says, that's the pshat, Shishuya Yayin. They were also drunk. What's that drunk? So he says, I'll tell you the kids what he says. Drunk is the pshat. The drunk is the pshat. That, the Gemara Bavasa of Ayin Dal says, that Lassad Lavoy, the tzaddikim will eat the sudashel of Yasan, will eat the big meat from the big whale. But Lev Yasan doesn't mean a whale. It really means Chachma, Satayra. Lev Yaschein. And there's also Yayin, that's Meshumer Banavav. There's a wine, Lassad Lavoy, which means the wine of the Chachma is a Torah. Yayin is Soid. So, Lassad Lavoy, there's big Soidus for us that were not available in this world. And we'll have a sagas that we never had in this world. Livius Chainhan Rishecha, Nakam Magagar Secha, Baba Yayin Meshum Banavav. But again, if a person wants to understand that level of Torah in this world, if that Shigavarin, beyond him, it'll blow your mind. So when I learn more in Naimai, I think I'm going crazy. But maybe it's too high for me. It's out of my mechitza. But I think not. Since the Sefer was printed, the Stam of the Mori Naim said this is even for lowly people can learn the Sefer. But certain pieces of Zohar, I would never touch the Kisvei Arizal. It's too high for me. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not ready for the Leshem. I want to talk about the Leshem once. Of Yasha's grandfather. Yasha's father was the son-in-law of the Leshem. Too high. The few things I understand there, but not... you wouldn't, if I understand it, you understand it. Otherwise, it's out of this world. I'll fry my brains if I try to understand it. It's nishfamir. So Nadav Aviyu, we're trying weiter. The kasha was Chazal say in the morning Ervin that they were Shuvia Yayin, they were drunk, they drank wine. By the way, it doesn't say they were Shikarim, it says they were Shuvia Yayin. They had overdrunk wine. It doesn't say they were drunk, it says they were filled with wine. But the pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says Bekarvason Dei Hashem Zok the morning Zelavart. They were trying to get too close and too high. They were trying to drink of the wine of the Sudashil of Yasin Lasalavai. They wanted to get the Sidus HaTaira, which will only be available to us in the next world, and not in this world. That's Peshtriya Yayin. They were drinking the wine before it was ready for them. The wine wasn't ready. And that's all included in the Karvus of the Hashem. They were getting too close to the Hashem, too close for comfort. Because the Avayi Hashem is not to go high, it's to go in, inside, deep. The Avayi is to go deep, not high. Because it's all inside of us. It's inside, like the Mohinayim said, there's a Kedushas Levi. It's inside. That's the first tickle. And just a few more shtickle, we have to conclude, and we will. So three more shticklach. The next shtickle is on Achimais, and this has nothing to do with what we told you till now, but it's a very interesting shot. In Achri Mois, we have the parasha of Arias. Perik Yitches, right? That's the parasha of Arias you're reading in Yom Kippur, by Mincha. Right? You know, by the way, Taisa Estakasha, Megillah, Daf Lamed Aleph, why in the world do we read the parasha of Arias on Yom Kippur, by Mincha? What's then for Taisa Megillah, famous Taisa. Why read the parasha of Arias on Yom Kippur, by Mincha, Bosepis? Zohar says that we tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know what? Erev also means like our shame. So we tell the Rebbeinu Shlomo, you know what? We're not Megala Erva of the rise you don't want. We don't uncover the shame of the women you don't want to cover. Don't Megala our Erva by remembering our sins. So Yom Kippur, don't remember our sins. That's one pshat. I say pshat is, so the Rav Yaakov Emden says, the reason why I read it, you know why, he says a cute chop over there, because in Kippur afternoon, that's when the boys went out to see the girls dancing. That's when the girls went out to the Mechal, on Tuba of, in Kippur afternoon. So that was a big dance, to get married. If they need Parashah Arayas, you know, marry the right girl, make sure you don't marry an Erva. That's why it's a Parashah Arayas, because it's a tzeit from Shaduchim. But, Yichzav Pshat, because the Gemara says, and the Torah says, on the afternoon you're a Kayan, maybe you're the Kayan Gadol someday. On the afternoon of Yom Kippur, what are you doing? What's happening in the afternoon of Yom Kippur? We bring the Sar Lazazel. We bring the Sar down from that, right, the Sar Lazazel. Throw off the cliff, Zish is also a Kayan. And the Gemara says, why do you bring the Sar Lazazel? Why is it called Lazazel? Says the Gemara in Yuma Dafsamach Zayin Mabez, or Samach Vav Mabez, says the Gemara, L'chapra ma'isa uza v'azoil, which means the v'chapra l'arayas. Because uza v'azoil, with the two malachim who fell down from Shemayim Taurus, they saw the beautiful Jewish girls, and then the parish breaches, and even a malach can get corrupted by a beautiful arayas. And the question now is, so why are you doing that in Yom Kippur Neftnu? What's that in Yom Kippur Neftnu? You have to do a kapara on Uzav Azoyel, who the malachim who fell down, and Rashi says, the throwing of the soil Azazel is from a deep cliff, is reminiscent of these angels falling off of a cliff. They fell from Shemayim Taurat. But Shavuot of Yom Kippur, the Teret is. Because Yom Kippur is a kapara in the Chet Egel. Yom Kippur is Lucas Shnius. Why did you have to have second Lucas for? Because the first one got busted. Why the first one get broken? Because it's Chet Egel. So Kippur is the Kippur of the Chet Egel. But the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Sam of Dalet, Yoidim HaYisrael, you need to know that the Avodah Zorah is worthless. And the reason why they worship Avodah Zorah, because they want the Matir Arayas for Hesia. The real reason behind all of Avodah Zorah is Arayas. That's why it says, every Avodah Zorah, but Yisnu Acharei Abal. Because every Avodah Zorah, the Gura says, had some Arayas involved with it. As it always says, Nus. And the reason he made the eagle was he might arise, but you come with Amlitzachik. Rise of Litzachik is Arias. Arias. So that was very good. So the climax of Yom Kippur is Kapara. Kapara for the Chayt Eagle. Now the Torah says, very nice. You do kapara for the Zara, but you're missing the whole point. Because the source of the Zara is Arias. You want to marry the Shiksas. That's why you really want to have worship of the Zara, because you can marry Shiksas way. So therefore in the afternoon Yom Kippur, you throw down the soil of Azazel. That's Mechapra on the first Arias sin, which is Uzav Azazel. It reminds you how even an angel can fall, certainly a mensch. So watch out for Arias. So it's Pasha, why you read the Pasha Arias by Minchas, because the whole avoid of Yom Kippur in the afternoon is a Kapara on Arias. So that's the Teretz. That's my Teretz. Why you read the Pasha Arias on Kippur in the afternoon? Okay, fine. Now, then the Pasuk, Ish, Ish, Al Kol, Sher, Besar, Le Sikr, Vilagalas, Erva, Ani Hashem. Every man, El Kol Sher Besaro, to his close flesh. Lo Sikr for the Galus Erva. Do not get so close to those your flesh relatives to uncover their erva. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem your God. What's the pshat? Zokter Azoy. That when it says in the Torah, don't be makar of yourself to Kol Sher Besaro. L'maisa Pasher Shan Sher Basar means. Not your relative. Pleasure shot share besor avram grown. That means your own wife. Your own wife. Share besor is your wife. Your wife is called share besor. Share exclusive nasa. Share means, says the Ramban, share means, share exclusive nasa is all aina. Share means you have to flesh the flesh. Susa means without exus. And nasa means aina. So share means share basor. Share means flesh to flesh. So the pshat in the pasuk says the hey the kedushas levi is this is not talking about arias your sister your mother your aunt your daughter-in-law your daughter and your granddaughter. This is talking about your own wife because the source of all arias is your own wife. If you're not sneezing with your wife, you won't be you'll talk for four arias with somebody else. So the first asari is ish ish el kol sher besari when you're with your wife. Don't treat your wife like an Arab. Don't make her maises nus with your wife. You can have your own wife and do it for the wrong reasons, or the wrong kavanas, for your personal hanoah, and then it's tantamount. It is spiritually, morally, as if you committed a rise with your own wife. Yeah. If you're with your wife for the sake of your own physical flesh pleasure, not l'shem shemayim, then your own wife becomes the Arab to you. That's the shot. Le'sikrivu. Ish ish al kol sher besaro, your wife, who's your flesh. Lo sikr with God, don't be makar of yourself during the way. That's like Gila Arias. You know why? Ani Hashem. Do it L'Shem Shemayim for me. That's Pshat, Ani Hashem. You hear Pshat? Kedush Levi. So that's, I'll read it inside. It's only a few lines. Zok, you have it, Gedalia, the last Kedush Levi. Zek avaz akaz of ish ish al kol sher besaro, the hainu ishtoi. Shehu Sher Besari, Lay Sikhov the Gala Sarva, Climber, Lay Sikhov Eleo, Rak Mishum the Gala Sarvasa, Tran Noah, and not because of Tzivi Hashem. Therefore it says, don't do it to Makar of yourself with the flesh, to the Basar. Do it, Ani Hashem. Be Makar of yourself to her. Think that Ani Hashem, I was Mitzavi to do it. You're doing it for my mitzvah, the Loyla Noah's Atmaklal, not for your own pleasure. Psh. Otherwise, it's morally. The moral equivalent of Gila Arias. And two more quick shtiklach. We have five more minutes. And that is the two more quick shtiklach. Maybe only do one. First of all, he says, I didn't talk about stick to this last one. He says, Zog the Halig of Kedusha's Levi, Mamish the Vort of the Morinayim. He was a little younger than Morinayim. Morinayim died in what? 1786, I believe. And maybe 1790 already. And he died, the Kedush Levi died around 1810, 1812. A little younger. But, as the Square Rebbe never fails to remind me, that is a tshuva in Chaim Tzanzer, and Chaim Tzanzer says, that's Yadua, that after the Greiser Magid of Mezrich was Nifter, he gave over the Anhag of Chasidus to three Gedolei Olam, to the Or HaMeir, who's not so famous, but the Zhitomer, the Zev of Zhitomer, and he gave it over to the Morinayim, and he gave it over to the Kedush Levi. Those are the three. And the Rebbe always says that it's a Pella, because the Rechaim Tzanzer writes this in the Tshuva, And he himself did not get his chassidus, his messiah is not even through any of those three. He didn't get through Kedushas Levi, he didn't get through the Moronayim, for sure not. That was Ukrainian. And he didn't get through the Orameh, it was also Zhitomer is Ukrainian. He got it, his messiah is through the Noam HaMelech. Noam HaMelech was the Talmud of the Grace of Maga, but the Noam HaMelech is the father of chassidus in Poland and Galicia. And he's in Lejeune, Lejeune is in Spitz Galicia, which is part of Poland, southern Poland. And the Noam HaMelech's Talmud was the Lubliner. And Lubliner was the Rebbe of the Rabshitzer. And the Rabshitzer was the Rebbe of the Chaim Tzanzer. So the Tver Rebbe, Shlito, he says, it's a pellet to Gazach, that Rav Chaim Tzanzer, who is all Messiah and Chassidus, doesn't come from any of those three, he says in the Tshuva that the Yadua, that the grace of Maggid gave over to these three, and not those. But the Maisa, so everyone knows that there's a big Tzad HaShava between the Kedushas Levi and the Moronayim, who come from the same Beis Medrash. Mezrich is also Ukraine. It all starts in Ukraine. Mezrich is in Ukraine, as we were just there. We were in Mezrich, and we were in Berdichev. And we passed through Zhutomer. We went through Zhutomer. And we were in Chernobyl. So we were in all the cradles. A different time. 3 years ago, I was in Luzhensk. But it's a different Messiah. It's interesting. Anyway, he says, Mamre saying words. Kedai shem tiyu, yachal kamayni, pamalayim reki kadosh ani, says the Medrash, kedushasi lamala mikdushaschem. Poshav Shah means, my kedush is bigger than yours, no. So the exact same taich as the Moronayim, kedushasi lamala mikdushaschem. My kedusha lamala, says the Rebbeinu, if my kedusha gets higher, it's your kedusha. Yemachev gulsa kedusha. Mamish, pink the zelbavort, but if the Moronayim expands on a little bit more. The similar shtickle, but it's much more. The Moronayim expands on it, but the Kedush Levi is like more down to earth. And I think we'll stop there. By side, there's another few shtiklach. I think that will do it. And so chusam yagin aleinu. Okay.